We travel now to Mtobo National Park in Zimbabwe with Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.
The Chacma baboons are awake. Their calls echo out of the caves and the kopjes, bouncing off the rounded boulders of which the kopjes are made and down towards the waterhole below.
Uro! 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 Uro!
Down and down the Chacma baboons come to drink, using all four limbs that are both hands and feet. They come in the narrow slot when it is light enough to see, but just before sunrise when it quickly becomes too hot.
Uro! Uro!
As much as it is only a wake-up call, it is also an announcement. Along the edge of the waterhole, the Elephants Junior now approaches the drinking baboons. For the Elephants Junior, hardly more than a baby, they are just another means and method of amusing himself. He harangues them with his trumpeting, stamps his feet, flaps his ears, waves his little trunk. He is hardly formidable, but he is bigger than they are, and that is usually enough. The baboons know what his game is, and most of them leave. Most of them. Not the baboon's biggest. The baboon's biggest is large, even for a Chacma baboon, and all he does is give the Elephants Junior a look. The Elephants Junior's eyes grow wide. He leans back, stopped in his tracks like a cartoon character putting on the brakes except for the lack of dust and sound effects, and realizes what he's up against and that he's made a mistake. Behind the Elephants Junior, unnoticed by him, the matriarch sister, seeing what has transpired or is about to, ambles over. She stands well behind the Elephants Junior, silent and very still. There is no tension in her demeanor. All she has done is to make herself present. And now the baboon's biggest is looking not at the Elephants Junior, but at her. The Elephants Junior, following the gaze of the baboon's biggest, glances behind him, but his demeanor does not change because, even now, the baboon's biggest is reluctant to leave, making it apparent just how much he would like to take a piece out of that little elephant, but he is not stupid. The baboon's biggest glances at the Elephants Junior one last time as he turns and slinks up the hill and into the kopje. And the Elephants Junior in triumph kicks dirt after him in his retreat. No one will be bothering the Elephants Junior. Not today.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.